David, how long did it take for you guys to make this deal? How long did it, have you been working on it?
A couple weeks. We've had off and on discussions with Baltimore for the past few weeks. As generally is the case with any trade, you go through a whole lot of different names, a whole lot of different constructs, and ultimately, late last night, we were able to get to this deal.
What do you think Soto brings specifically that's such a good fit for you guys right now?
It's a big arm. He's pitched in leverage spots. We were looking to help complement our bullpen from the left side. It's not always easy to do that this time of year, and so as we began to overlap on some names with Baltimore, we figured this was the time to push this one through.
Is it fair to say that heading into, you know, these weeks leading up to the deadline, getting that second lefty was your top priority, or at least close to it?
I thought it was important. Yeah. You never know whether you're going to be able to line up, and I don't know how many lefty relievers are actually going to be traded this deadline, so we weren't certain. But, you know, with the injuries we've had from that side of the pen over the course of the season, the importance that an arm from the left side can potentially have down the stretch and hopefully into October, it was certainly something we wanted to accomplish.
Ideally, would you add another reliever before Thursday?
We're still talking. I think there's still the ability to upgrade our bullpen. We're certainly not going to close the door to it.
What else would you like to accomplish before Thursday?
Wherever we can upgrade the team, we're going to try to do that. And we'll keep having discussions in the bullpen. We're not going to close the door on other aspects of the team, but as we've said all along, that the bullpen is the priority and probably remains that way.
How comfortable are you with your starting pitching, specifically in regards to the length of the starters you're going to
be? I like our starting rotation. I think our current five is a very talented set of five. We're still in the process of building some of those guys up, and that's unusual to happen where in this time of the year where you're doing that with multiple starters. That's the spot we're in right now, and because of that, it does put a little bit of extra burden on the bullpen. We've tried to manage that through shuttling guys through the back end of that group to do our best to try to keep those guys fresh. But we know as we go through this over the next 2 months, we are going to need to ask more out of our starters from a length perspective. I do think we'll get there. We're probably not there quite yet.
If you were to add to that group, you know, could you see a major acquisition in that area, or would it be more likely to be just sort of a depth add?
In the rotation?
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're going to add to the team in general, you do try to raise the ceiling of the team, and I think that's probably how I'd look at that group. Again, you don't know exactly what's going to be available and what's ultimately going to be traded. Acquiring starting pitching at this time of year is pretty difficult, and I don't know how many raise-the-ceiling type of players are going to be traded in that segment, but if those guys are available, we'll be involved.
We talked a little bit about center field last week and just the production between Jeff and Tyrone. Would you be comfortable with Jeff getting like the bulk of the at-bats in that spot the rest of the way through the season?
I think I am comfortable with the setup we have right now. I think Mendy's doing a great job of finding the right days for Jeff to be out there and finding the right days for Tyrone to be out there. I think it's two skill sets that complement each other, and so I am comfortable with that. Like with the rest of the team, certainly we're going to explore areas of upgrades, and that's one of them.
You had Drew Gilbert's been playing well down in Syracuse lately. How much is he on the radar, somebody who could potentially be that center field piece?
Yeah, Drew's doing a tremendous job, and I think to his credit, he's probably putting himself on the radar a little bit, and he deserves a lot of credit for that. Both offensively and defensively, he's taken a step forward, I'd say, over the last month or two.
David, when we spoke to you last week, you said that the situation was a little murky for a lot of teams still. They hadn't quite decided whether they were buying or selling. Has that cleared up more recently, or is it still this close to the deadline, a little up in the air?
It's still murky. it seems like talking to a lot of my counterparts, this weekend looms large for a lot of teams. A lot of teams are going to give themselves this weekend, see where they are Sunday night, and then plot a path forward on Monday.
Do you feel like you need another bat in the lineup, or do you need to acquire another bat or look for one?
I don't think we need to. I think we have the offensive players who can help us score a lot of runs, who can help us turn the lineup over. we've talked about this a lot. I continue to maintain that, by and large, we're taking pretty good at-bats. And by and large, I'm growing increasingly comfortable with the length of our lineup and the contributions we're getting from the bottom half of our lineup. With that said, we have to figure out a way to score more runs. And I don't think anyone out there would shy away from that.